Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Carlin Lachlan with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Parliament passes strengthened anti-smoking and illicit tobacco laws in a bid to reduce Queensland smoker numbers. The amended laws will increase maximum penalties for supplying illicit tobacco, as well as the expansion of smoke-free areas. They will also introduce tougher restrictions on cigarette and vape sales in licensed venues, as well as new licensing scheme for vendors. A parliamentary inquiry into vaping and e-cigarettes and its impact on children will also begin in the coming months.
Queensland police have been given 8 more heavy armoured vehicles as a part of a $6.2 million battle to what has been called a distressing increased number of attacks on police, with Queensland Parliament claiming the current fleet of heavy vehicles already saved the lives of police. Treasurer Cameron Dick made the announcement to be included in the budget a day after police were involved in an alleged murder incident in the Toowoomba region.
In national news, a new healthcare report has recommended major changes to Australia's healthcare system, making abortion, contraception incentives, and telehealth extensions more accessible. The government has been awaiting this report before taking action regarding these applications. The inquiry for these changes was made up of a range of senators from across the political spectrum. Labor Senator Muriel Smith said that, quote, "Women are often forced to travel very long locations away from their families, away from their support networks, and I think that's a really big problem." This report is a significant milestone for women's health in Australia.
A 6.2 magnitude earthquake hit Spandau Sea. Overnight, Australia's upper coastline was hit by an earthquake which struck at a depth of 151 kilometres. The earthquake hit around 1:30 a.m. local time. Residents in Darwin and surrounding areas claimed that they felt the tremor. Darwin resident Jasmuti Patel stated that it was a long one, 4 minutes in and still feeling it. The Bureau of Meteorology has issued there is no tsunami threat to Australia.
In international news, it's pasta time. Advocates in Italy are calling for a pasta strike to combat the soaring spiking prices of wheat. The prices had been fluctuating ever since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. However, energy prices and general inflation has led to the price of pasta rising approximately 34% across March and April. Earlier this month, Italy's industry minister, Adolfo Urso, summoned a crisis meeting to discuss how to provide a safety net to the ongoing crisis.
For your weather today, Brisbane is windy. It is currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.